So, you guys, it is I, back again, and we have the lovely Ashanti in the building.
Hootie hoo, how y'all doing? I'm happy to be back, and we got some tea for y'all ass.
This is just, I'm already like in shock already. Today, I just decided to come out to Ashanti's house and just fuck up her shit.
Right.
You know, we're not in the studio today, so you may hear some feedback on this, but don't stress. You'll still hear all the damn jokes and all the shade that we're talking about today.
I'm throwing plenty.
I'll also be putting in a couple of clips from my live recording of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion part one. That's where my beautiful friend, Judy.
Yeah, big booty. Judy.
She joined me.
That somewhere was strong as Mimi. Come on, Shaw Rod.
We still going in with Mimi Shaw Rod, hon. We are still going in.
Don't mind me. I'm just getting my funny on in the corner.
That's all. Okay, so we got to talk about... I'm not even going to... take a lot of time on this, but Mimi Faust. Okay, so Mimi Faust has created a Insta video, and Ashanti, I don't know if you've seen it. Well, I just showed
you. Yeah, you showed me that shit. You showed me.
Okay, I don't know who she's talking to directly. I hope it's not the people, because the people did go to go and fuck in the shower.
I know I didn't.
Which,
text her.
By the way. I'm doing a survey for couples who are interested in shower rods. The Marriott is not the right hotel. I tried it out. Doesn't work.
So that wasn't the Marriott?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I actually shout out to Atlanta. I was there last week. I was at the Marriott Marquis. Mm-hmm. And this was like a grand ass hotel. Mm-hmm. So you would think their shit is bolted.
Right.
But no.
It wasn't.
It was not.
Thank you for telling me that. So now I know.
No Marriott's. Yeah. I'll just update you throughout my journey trying this out. Me and the boo thing. Yeah. But for right now, you guys, don't go to the Marriott. Mm-hmm. I don't know who to put. I need to find out where Mimi was.
Right.
And I can just give you guys the direct location so you can go have the wild, crazy, fun sex you want to have.
But you know what? I'm not even going to lie. Somebody had uploaded a link on Instagram. You know, my Instagram followers are a little nasty. They had the sex tape up there. They gave me the link.
The full one?
The full link. It's three different videos. The first video, she can't ride no dick, so
Mimi can't ride?
What? She just up
You there know
just,
what? It's funny you say that
she's like an old ass woman. I ain't even getting that.
It's second funny.
Video.
Okay.
The second video was a part of the shower scene.
Oh,
what turned me off is that this bitch was talking. I thought
doing this way.
Yeah, you bitch, you talking. I guess he was saying he wanted to see her take a bath. I ain't got time for that. Is y'all fucking or not? Are you fucking or not?
This
nigga, like the it was the most boring and sex tape
make it
I've
to
ever
the porn
seen.
Awards.
So boring. I will go back a couple of years and watch Paris sex tape. That bullshit. Rather than watch Mimi. Mimi was boring. Her titties look horrible. She got a little discoloration in
the pussy
area.
She had breasts done, didn't
right,
she?
Right, she got a breast done. They look like shit. They reattached her fucking nipples too damn high.
Oh.
Them shits was high and pointing to the sky.
Fuck that doctor.
Blinding me.
Whoever that doctor was, fuck you.
I don't know. She was just boring. She was boring as fuck. And then she going, you defending that boring piece of shit? And they putting this boring piece of shit out on DVD on the 28th, man. Save that
Wait,
money.
It has a release date?
It has a release date. That's what further let me know that somebody recorded that shit other than
somebody Bernico. Definitely recorded that.
First of all, how y'all making a sex tape but both of y'all hands up in the damn? In do y'all have a tripod?
He said that there were cameras set up around his room. Mm. And she was like, I never noticed.
Mm.
I don't believe that shit.
The jury's still out on that shit. And then I love, and you see, I love shade. Drea tweeted the day that the Love and Hip Hop trailer came out, as well as the trailer for the sex tape. And she put, and I quote, Drea, I love you for this. Nico fucks like a trade.
No, she did.
She did. And I love her for that. Drea, if you listen to us, wherever you are, shout out to Drea. Because you read him. You read his ass. You read his ass.
You opened the library.
For real. Matter of fact, you opened the library early on Sunday morning where everybody's supposed to be at church. And you read out of the biggest, thickest dictionary in there. And you read his ass real good. Drea. I saw that. Soon Drea, and I actually, from somebody who's seen the boring ass sex tape, he does fuck like a tree. And she in it. I was bored. It was like two mice fucking. Cause he looked like he looked like Smokey off of PJs.
I'm sorry.
And with his blinking eye and shit. I'm sorry. I ain't got time.
This man said two mice.
I ain't got time.
Shut up. I'm so done, y'all. I can't. Wait, my side hurts. When you said two mice, you know what I thought about? That scene in Bad Boys 2.
When the mice was fucking. That's what they look like. Nico on top of her like a damn trade, and she on the bottom.
Oh my god! I gotta go watch that movie.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you the link for it.
Right here. So Mimi, just if you listen, mm-hmm. I just want to say that a classy bitch like you portrayed to be in the beginning of Love and Hip Hop series
when you was making Jocelyn feel bad, exactly, and all that.
Yeah. I would have preferred you to make a very calm video and say yes. I do get some dick. Mm-hmm. I get laid. Mm-hmm. And there was a tape made. Mm-hmm. Women make tapes every fucking day.
Right.
You know? It's okay. Mm-hmm. And yes, I do have a daughter. There are bitches out here with several. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact that remains, when she is old enough, this shit will be buried and will not be resurfaced unless some little perverted ass child finds it, and somebody nasty ass daddy got it, and their child find it, and they just so happen to go to school with your child or something like that.
Right, because it's gonna be too boring. Ain't nobody gonna be talking about
exactly.
I'm gonna let you further know. Ain't nobody gonna be watching your shit no more. After they see the first, ain't nobody gonna be watching your shit. And then they gonna be calling the place where they ordered the shit from, trying to get their money back, because ain't nobody gonna watch.
They're probably gonna burn down.
Ain't nobody gonna watch your shit. But you ain't gonna have to worry about Nevin. You ain't gonna have to
But just be classy and not get on Instagram cussing out people that were actually liking your ass.
Right, right.
And telling them that you don't give a fuck about their opinion, bitch. They don't give a fuck about
you. She lost about 1,000 followers.
She really did lose a lot of followers.
And if Mimi does listen, I'm gonna give you a little bit of advice. Just a little bit. Before you make a sex tape, bitch, have some more sex. Just a little bit more. Ride a little bit more dick. You didn't put up the whole dick in your mouth. You weren't sucking it all the way. Probably because the furthest part of his dick smell like boo-boo. Because he be fucking niggas. I ain't even going to get on that. But.
Mimi.
I'm going to need you to ride some more penis. Before you make any more sex tapes.
That's it.
That's all I need to say. You can be mad at me. It's fine.
Can somebody please interview K. Michelle?
Please. I need it. I feel like
K. Michelle gonna be like, I tried to tell I'm gonna her
try to ass. Get, I'm gonna try to get in touch with her people this week.
Because he ain't shit. I tried this. I really want that. Y'all, okay, we can't waste no more time on Mimi.
Yeah, that's it.
Ashanti. Hmm. The famous strip club.
Right, Scores.
In New York City.
Scores.
Shouts out.
Shout out to Scores in New York. They have a court case pending. And it's not, they're not being sued. They are suing a patron. One of their patrons who is obviously, a frequenter at their facility. He comes in a lot. He gets his lap dances. He's actually a doctor, Ashley.
This shit right here.
This is funny.
You are a doctor.
A doctor. Yeah, he's
a
doctor.
And you stay in the strip club like that?
Right, right. And they said, according to the story on TMZ, he had been there for this particular, I guess, tab 4 times. And the fourth time,
Is he like an on-call?
I don't know what kind. They didn't say what type of doctor he was. Maybe he was there just in case a bitch fell off the pole or something.
Gotta be.
I don't know.
Gotta be.
But... They portrayed the story like he was a patron, like he was receiving the lap dances, not helping anybody.
Oh.
Yeah, he was getting lapped up.
4 times.
Four visits worth.
Okay.
Which racked up to about $136,000 on his American Express.
How much does a lap
dance? I don't know. Cost? Maybe he was getting a little sex in the champagne. I don't know.
He had to have
$136,000 worth of lap dances, bitch, and 4 visits. Were you getting triple teamed by hoes? Were you making it rain with fake money and then they was swiping your card or something? I don't know.
Did you bring your own special pole?
I don't know.
And they had to slide down that or something.
I don't know. But when, his fourth visit,
right,
when they, approached him about his bill,
Wait, he didn't pay for the other three?
No. I guess, you know,
I'm going to tell you right now, that's how y'all fuck up.
I don't know how y'all do things, scores.
I bet you it's not black owned. Black owned, you got to pay that shit that night.
It can't be, but I don't know if he was a preferred customer or he was one of their VIPs, but they let him rack up 4 visits worth of whatever.
4 visits?
I'm assuming drinks and bottles.
$136,000.
$136,000. I'm just the messenger. That's what it was. And this motherfucker, I ain't got to the good part.
Okay.
This motherfucker gonna tell them that one of the employees drugged them.
Wait.
No. And then he didn't even tell them right away. He told him I pay y'all later or whatever. He called his credit card company and was like, no, that's fraud. You know, I wasn't in my right mind because I was drugged.
Wait a minute.
When I racked up all that money, I was drugged them 4 times. Like, they drugged me, and then I came back, and I got drugged again, and then I came back, and then they drugged me a 3rd time. But I didn't know I was drugged, and then I came back a 4th time, and then they drugged
me. There's no way this person you're talking about is
a
doctor.
He's a doctor.
You're lying.
His name is Dr. Zed.
I'm dying.
Dr. Zed.
He has to be.
Said he was drugged and then.
Mental patient right. Who stole a doctor's credit card.
I don't know.
There's a dead doctor out
right,
there.
Right, right. Somewhere in his car in New York.
And their identification is missing.
Right, under a bridge. Matter of fact, he might be a missing person and y'all don't even know he a
doctor.
Because this motherfucking fool got his license and shit. But this motherfucker, I'm telling you, he's crazy and they are going, you know, through legal things or whatever right now with this doctor. Scores, shout out to y'all for trying to get your money, but
I would,
y'all gotta run y'all business better.
Right,
like, you
like,
can't
why would
be
you
letting
let
niggas
somebody have a tab for more than a day.
Y'all don't let rappers do that. Y'all make them cash that in and get they ones and make it rain. That. Come on now. You
that's insane. Uh-uh. That's fucked up, Scores.
Just because somebody say they a doctor don't mean they ain't in debt. You better remember
come
that.
Come on now.
You better get their money.
What the D stand for? What the D stand for?
Debt.
Speaking of employees doing shady shit, though, I heard that Lisa Vanderpump is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, y'all.
Right, right, right.
Lisa, you know the one that has the dope name Jiggy.
Jiggy
is she's being sued.
Right.
By an employee, and the employee said she wants how much money?
At first, when she initially put out the lawsuit, she wanted $5 million. Right. She wants $5 million for the whole.
I had to chug on my water.
Guess how much it done got cut down to?
How much?
This bitch want $40,000.
Whoa, wait a minute. You said $5
million,
right?
Right.
Not $50,000. Mm-mm. You said $5 million to $40,000.
Now this bitch want $40,000.
She knows that's less money.
I don't know if she's special or what, but she has a list of demands also.
What are her demands?
She want them to stop serving catfish as tilapia.
Bitch, stop! Don't lie.
Stop serving canned vegetables and fruit as fresh fruit.
I'm about to leave.
She want the employees to stop eating off the customer food plates, and she wants them to put a sign up, then they gotta wash their hands frequently.
I am done. So she chopped down her money for the respect of the customer.
I'm assuming she's trying to look out for us, because apparently these motherfuckers got dirty hands and they've been touching their balls with. These motherfuckers is giving us canned fruits and vegetables and calling it fresh out of the gardens of Italy and shit. And then these motherfuckers got their employees and I don't understand. You serving me fish and you telling me it's fine tilapia and this shit is catfish?
Now, y'all
the
run y'all...
The fish with the whiskers?
Y'all run y'all ass down there to those fancy ass restaurants.
Y'all, yeah, people always talking about Mr. Chow's. That's fucking Alley Cat. And a goddamn, what's the other restaurant? I always want to go to these expensive restaurants. Nigga, you're eating out of a can, you eating canned food, and you eating some damn catfish out of Louisiana. You'll do better going to the soul food restaurant.
It's gourmet.
On Crenshaw, nigga.
It's gourmet, y'all. I understand. It's gourmet. Y'all don't fuck with Lisa restaurant, okay?
Don't fuck with Lisa restaurant, man. I don't think that bitch lying. I don't think she lying.
I honestly, for it to be 5 million to 40,000, she's not lying.
She ain't lying.
Because ain't nobody would do that. If anything, they go higher.
Right.
But they would never stoop that low. Mm-mm. We gotta talk about Lindsay Lohan. So, you know, Lindsay Lohan has a show, you guys, and it's on Oprah's network OWN. And basically, it's like documenting her day-to-day life and trying to showcase her trying to become a better, I'm going to say Lindsay, not a better person, a better Lindsay.
Right.
And apparently, word just got out that she had a miscarriage during the show.
Yeah.
And the episode where she was saying, I'm not coming, she's not coming down.
Yeah, she's not coming out of her room. She stayed up in the room for, I guess, a couple of days or whatever was during the time when she had.
Right. Lindsay decided to express that was during the time when she had the miscarriage. Right. And she didn't really want to talk about it or anything like that. She was just going through something mentally and physically and emotionally. So she just needed that time to herself. Mm-hmm. So... yeah. I feel like if I was having a miscarriage, I would call Oprah.
Right.
If I was already working with her, I would call her.
Like, bitch, I'm pregnant.
Like,
I don't know if I really want this to be on the show, but I need to talk to somebody.
Right. I would never sit up in my room alone.
By myself. Suicidal.
Because Oprah would call Ayana.
Right.
They would bring over alcohol, food, and just a good ass time to cheer me up.
Right.
Like, and they will call some of their friends. Hell, they'll probably call Gail. And
it might be Gail. You know Gail down for eating pussy, so she probably make you feel better. Oh.
Right.
We on Lindsay, though.
We're on Lindsay. What did you do?
You mentioned Gail. I'm sorry. I just.
What? Some shit. Oh, God. I don't even know how to come back from that, y'all. I can't. You just did that to Gail?
I'm sorry.
I love her.
I love Gail and Gail eating Oprah pussy.
No, she's not. They're BFFs. Like Thelma and Louise.
Right.
We are moving fucking on now.
Thelma and Louise was fucking.
We are moving on.
All right, we're moving on.
I am done, y'all. Basketball Wives LA.
Oh, these.
So, the whole, first of all, what's British... Her man
did the thing.
He did the damn thing.
He did the thing. I was
so impressed. But you know, I kind of had a little issue with the insecurities that she had when she was like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Don't cheat on me.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, bitch.
Yeah. I like, she feels like she has to be around him in order for him to behave.
Right. That was so.
But, and then the thing about it, I think what should have reassured her is the fact that while she was gone, he made these whole plans.
Right.
For them to get married. And he made sure he was in Paris to do that with
her. Like, that so was maybe fucking she amazing.
Should feel a, yeah, maybe she should feel a little bit better because. When a man puts that much thought into something,
his ass really cares.
He really
about
loves
you,
right? No matter what he's done in the past, like
none. He, you, his main, you, his bottom, his side, all of that. So she really has to change when it comes to that, and I hope she has. But I will say that Malaysia and Brandy should have left. I think they should have came back home because. They're not involved in any of the stuff that's going on. Like, and Jackie, oh my God, I'm tired of Jackie.
Right.
So tired of her. She just, Jackie is old as fuck. And I feel like Jackie's old ass needs to be with Doug.
She does.
And that's it.
Because she honestly, and just like when they got to the venue, I think it whatever, the cognac place.
Yeah.
And British was like, I feel like Lorenzo should have been here. Jackie should have brought her husband. Right. Not her friends trying to rekindle some type of girl bonding trip. Because like, you already know these hoes ain't about bonding.
Thank you.
What the fuck?
But Jackie's really, she has a, this is my thing. Jackie has an issue because she always thinks that next year will be different. I don't know
why. I would call her. Hopeful, but I think her ass is just fucking stupid. That's what I think. You know, I don't like that old slick hair, baby hair having that. And I've been vocal about this shit before. Jackie, just like Malaysia said, is a fucking troublemaker.
She is.
Number one, she's too old to be so goddamn messy. Mm-hmm. Number two, and number three, she can never stand up for her part in anything.
No.
And as a woman, as a mother, as a wife, for you not be able to stand up about shit, that further lets me know that your other relationships, why they're so fucked up.
Yeah.
So, you know, in all, her slick haired ass is irrelevant. But I do what I do want to.
I think Jackie still use jam.
Right. She does. She use jam and she use a little old toothbrush and she put some water on
and brush the edges down.
She does. She old school like that. She is. She old school like
that. I can tell, Jackie.
Yeah, you can. She the type of bitch. She'll just get a sewing and she'll put some oil in it. She the type of bitch. She that type of bitch.
Jackie, don't do that.
She that type of bitch. She that type of bitch. That'll go to the hair store. That say all hair less than $20 and buy 50 packs and put it in her.
Jackie, I can tell you're like that. Mm-hmm. Oh man,
yeah, she like that. But I do want to get on Sunday.
Okay, because
because
Sunday, you bitch.
Right after you get two pieces in a biscuit, like Drea did you in Palm Springs.
You still
Palm
don't
Beach,
know how to act.
You still over here
talking
shit about people. And when Brandy finally does beat your motherfucking ass.
I hope Brandy whoop your ass every time she see you.
I hope she give you two black eyes this time.
I hope Brandy surprise. You know what I want Brandy to do? Mm-hmm. I want Brandy to beat her ass one time, surprise everybody, and be like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it. I don't want her to come back and beat her ass again and shock the shit out of everybody.
Right, you know what Brandy should have done, though? She should have been real G about it. She should have, this is what I would have done.
They in Paris, in the hotel.
They probably staying separately, separate rooms or whatever.
Oh yeah.
You just go to the person in the front desk real nice. You know, how you doing? I'm here with the Jackie Christie party,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to get into my friend Sunday's room to prepare a nice little slumber party for her. Gets in this bitch closet.
You putting the bitch to sleep.
No. You get in her closet. You wait for her to come back to her room, and ooh. When she does. You knock her ass down and you beat her motherfucking legs with the lamp.
Oh shit!
Just beat the legs. Just beat the legs. She won't be able to wear shorts all summer, but she'll be all right.
That's some Mama Pope shit.
You beat the legs. Beat the shit out of them legs. You can get a bat if you want to, but she ain't gonna be able to walk for a while. But if you beat her with the lamp, she might have a little few bruises for the
summer. She'll be okay.
She'll be all right.
She'll learn.
That's the type of bitch you put on all black and you. That's the type of bitch you be 6'13". You put her ass in a trunk with a puller case over her head.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's right.
You gotta scare the shit out of her.
Brandy, listen to this show and take notes on how you gonna speak.
And if you need any help, Brandy, I'm just a phone call away.
Exactly. You can always call us.
Right.
We don't
bitch is always down.
Call 1-800 hide a bitch.
Right.
Or 224 we kill hoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
555 I'm over that bitch.
Right.
569 her ass is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You can hit us up on either one of those numbers.
On my private line at 775 two black eyes.
Okay. That's
I'm
always that one. Yeah, that's private now. That's private.
That's private line.
But that's exclusive for you. So if you need it, just let us know.
Right.
But you can always definitely get me on 1-800 hide a hoe. Mm-hmm. I'm always available.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad Malaysia broke up the friendship with she and Jackie. It was kind of like the Last Supper type of thing. Like I had a real mafia type feel when they was having their sit down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was just really happy that Malaysia told her. I was happy that they showed various clips of conversations with Jackie and Malaysia and how they all went wrong. And Malaysia kept saying, I kept trying to show you the gold heart of mine. Mm-hmm. And you just kept trying me. You kept shitting on me and doing me wrong. And she was like, I can't be your friend. We gotta go our separate ways. And I think because it was just that mature of a friendship to end, that hurt Jackie the most.
And honestly, when I saw Jackie, you know how she was in the confessional with that ugly ass wig. And
she has got to throw that shit away.
She need to throw that shit away.
Damn.
I don't know who the fuck picked that ugly ass wig out for her, but that
horrible.
Shit is disgusting. When I saw that, I clutched my pearls. I said, who the fuck is this bitch? I didn't even know her. When she showed up at a confessional and she was like, she's tearing up because she actually cared about Malaysia.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't buy it.
You didn't?
I didn't buy it. You know why she mad? Because she has one less minion. Yeah, to control.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, Jackie, your tears were fake.
Right, because if we were on, you know, these specific shows, shit would go different. A bitch can't come to me, even a friend. Oh, you're over the food and over the invitations, bitch. When did I ask you to be over your shit?
Right.
This is your thing.
When she did that, I was just like, wait a minute, bitch.
I dress up and come, but you do your own motherfucking invitation.
You better hide.
Flips hair, I am not the maid.
I'm not the help.
The fuck?
That was fucked up.
Bitch, if you want some help, we can call Molly Mates for you and get you a big coordinator. Well, I have a nice little fee package I can give you. I can slide to you across the table if you want me to.
But don't you ever.
Don't you ever expect me to do shit for free.
Offended.
Malaysia and all them went out looking for shit. They called Jackie and was like, what should we do?
Oh, yeah.
What's the budget? She talking about whatever you give. Whatever I
give.
Bitch, I would have walked out that candle store. Let me get some cards. I'm going to give these to this bitch to put in the damn bag.
Everything would have been from the dollar store.
For real. Got me bent.
Oh my God. So that, we ain't going to talk about further more of that show. We will talk about Married to Medicine.
Right. We need to talk about Married to Medicine.
Okay.
I want to ask you a question. Okay. Actually, personally, just because I know, you know, we've known each other. We're family. We've known each other. Our families have, our mothers grew up together.
That's right.
So, you know, we tight. We tight like a virgin puss.
Oh.
So I want to ask you this.
Come on.
If you were in the situation that, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm picking sides already, even though I don't really know the situation. I'm picking, I'm team Quad right now.
Oh.
The only reason why I'm team Quad, and I'm going to say this before I ask you the question,
okay,
is because when I think it was the first show, either the first or the second show, when Quad went to see her friend, the friend that initially asked Mariah to do the fashion show,
the designer,
not Lisa, but the guy.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, she initially went to him, and, you know, they started, he expressed to her what Mariah had done. Quad's reaction was a friend hurt.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You could
tell. Did not get...
Oh, that bitch
from her.
I got
utter shock, first of all, and then I got disappointment because she felt like her friend was not her friend.
Yeah.
When it switched to Mariah and she was, you know, having a conversation at the table with her mother and her sister, I saw shade. Nothing but shade being thrown. Because first of all, you don't ever come out your mouth. I don't give a damn what the circumstance. I'm your friend, you my friend.
Right.
I will never come out my mouth and say, I made you.
Oh, yeah. No, I would never say I made
you. At the end of the day, everybody grows. From year to year, month to month, you grow. So whatever growth you acquire within our friendship, that's not me making you. That's you growing as a person.
Correct.
That's you becoming a better person. So whatever Quad acquired in their relationship, it should have never been, I made you, I gave you this, I introduced you to these people. Bitch, fuck that. She's a doctor's wife. She would have met these motherfuckers irregardless of whether or not y'all were friends or not. Let's be real about the situation. Atlanta is but so small.
Please.
But the fact that she opened her mouth to say that, I don't really think that she was her friend to begin with. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, the way she's going about the beginning of the season to, like, this is only the third episode, I feel like she is really, like, she saw the first episode or first season and she was like, oh, I am married to medicine.
Yeah. That's how Mariah went into it.
That is my problem with her. So, with that being said, with just my opinion being said, I want to know your opinion. How do you feel about that situation? Like, how do you think that dinner really went?
But you know what? I'm not feeling Mariah.
Oh, no. I'm not feeling Mariah at all. No.
You know what?
Which
fish oil supplements do you the first season, I was kind of feeling Mariah. I felt her anger at, what's the girl name? For telling about the paternity of her child.
Oh, who told?
The little stay-at-home mama.
Toya.
I felt that part, but then after that, it kind of went, nah, I ain't feeling you too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Quad, I love me some Quad.
Yeah, Quad is the truth. I'm kind of blowed though because Mariah and Quad were tight, and from the first episode of this season, Quad was like Mariah's got mad at the designer because he called Quad.
He called Mariah first.
And the thing is, he should have called Quad first because he went to school with Quad.
Please.
But Mariah, you feeling some type... Girl, you better go wear some Indian garments. Girl, you better... Girl.
Ain't you supposed to be having a veil anyway?
Ain't you supposed to be wearing... Come on now. Shouldn't you be covered?
What?
Shit, girl. Aren't you not supposed to shave? Oh, honey.
Girl.
Shouldn't you be hiding your luxury item?
Please. Just like them girls on Sex and the City. Girl, Sex and the City.
Child, I can't. They too much, honey.
For real.
And Toya is trying to be relevant with this whole Dr. Simone dancing on her husband. Don't nobody want his ugly behind?
Please.
Like, for, like, I'm really, oh, no.
It's very simple. I've always been Team Quad. Mm-hmm. I didn't like Mariah from the first season.
Right, right.
And I saw, the reason why was, I saw the shadiness mm-hmm. that Mariah was about. Mariah is that girl, remember that girl in school that didn't have much, mm. and when she got something, everybody knew it. Woo! Instead of us seeing it, we heard her mention it. Like, she showed it to
us. Come on, that girl.
That's who Mariah is.
That's that girl.
And I don't like that girl. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not gonna flaunt my blessings in your face. However, you will see them, but I'm not gonna flaunt them.
You don't have to flaunt them.
That's how Mariah is.
Right.
So, when Quad did her confessional after meeting with the designer, and the way he explained it, he was in shock himself because he knew that they were friends.
Right.
I was just like, you know, Mariah, you're low down. You want the exclusive. You are that girl. Mm-hmm. It would kill you mm-hmm. if we wore the same damn panties
yeah.
to a party.
Right. You'll be mad.
You would be mad.
She got on my panties.
She got on my damn panties. Ain't no lying in them. Mm-hmm. See that? So, you know, that's why I'm like, I really, yeah. and I feel real bad for Quad yeah. because, like, Quad would diss every girl for Mariah.
Go against everybody.
Everybody. She would go hard for her
relationship with Toya changed.
Yes.
Mariah. And with,
and Toya was like, Quad, what's the white girl you know name? Me longer. I never remember that white girl's
I don't
name.
Ever. She back on here, but she not on here.
She
not.
Does need Botox.
Yeah.
Though.
I don't know the white girl name, but even with the white chick, you can tell that, but like, and you know what? What I thought was so funny and so shady, but it's so fucking true. Toya, if you listen to this, I love this statement that you made. She said, the devil doesn't change his face.
Ooh.
He only changes his outfit.
She sure did. She did. You said that, girl.
You said that. That's real.
That is so real.
And I'm taking that in my regular life.
That is so real. Mm-hmm. And, girl, let me tell you something. When Mariah said what did she say? She felt like she was treated like a dog.
Right. She said she treated me like a dog.
Well, that's all Quad has.
Right. And she loves her dog.
And Quad loves her dog. So I can't even see Quad treating you like a dog because she treat her dogs like humans.
Right. She like babies.
So that's how I knew. Mm-hmm. Mariah, sit down.
Please.
Have several seats in
a
in a nosebleed section of a damn stadium.
And I don't, it's so funny that you even, as soon as you said that, I thought of Dwight.
How you done show hopped? Now, Dwight, please, how did you
hop? And then you bring the tea to Mary to Madison.
Because you're messy. You are messy,
You told
sir.
Lisa the tea before y'all, when y'all first got in the car, so when she got there, she brought it up.
You are a messy little something, yes. But I love you.
And I love how you show hop.
Oh, yeah.
You don't let
honey.
Nobody just take you off a show. You gonna be, you gonna Nitty, still be made.
Nitty kicked you off, and you are back, honey. Back and married to medicine.
With a vengeance.
Please. I love it,
yeah.
Dwight.
Yeah.
But that was shady how you threw that tea before yeah. they pulled up to that party. Yeah. I was like, ooh, Dwight.
So everybody knew about the
everybody
time the party
knew. I said, ooh, Dwight, nasty.
Nasty.
But that was some good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know everybody is waiting on this shit. And yeah. I'm going to just go on and talk about part one.
Yeah.
Because there was only a few highlights. But the main was Portia getting drugged.
Right.
So,
No. Portia Dragon King.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm sorry. Portia Dragon King. Excuse me. Okay, when they first came on and I saw Cynthia, I thought her makeup was the people that they use on court.
Phaedra made her up.
Phaedra beat that
right up.
Phaedra beat that face dead.
I always do.
So, Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion part one. Let's just go and for the record and say that if you lay your hands on any of the housewives,
right,
you may be asked to leave. And I clearly, first of all, let me stop. Kenya and that fucking scepter. Bitch.
That's why I had.
You are not a queen.
That's why I had to get my medication.
You are not a queen. And when you said, I have 99 problems, but getting dick ain't one, that is no way of a classy Miss America.
You know why getting dick ain't one?
Because it's invisible.
Anybody?
Because it's Casper, the friendly ghost.
Because she got about 7 or 8 dicks in her top drawer that she interchange day to day.
That's why. You're right.
That's why getting dick ain't a problem for you, because you got plastic dicks in your drawer, bitch.
All of them.
If I was a nigga, I wouldn't fuck you, Kenya. And you got a fat ass. Things I like. You got big titties. Things I like. You got a tapered waist. Things I like. But you know why I wouldn't fuck you? Because you know what your pussy comes with a contract.
Come on, contract.
And the pussies don't come with contracts. Pussy comes with orgasms. Wetness.
Come on.
Goodness.
Come on.
With contracts. As soon as a nigga get in your pussy, you trying to get him to sign over his damn sperm.
Yes.
And sign over his life away to you. Anybody like you like that?
He has to sign over everything when he get with you. That's why Walter left. Walter would have said, had you had not been trying to get him to sign that marriage contract.
And Walter looked like he like him a nice piece of ass.
He do.
He looked like he gets him a nice piece of ass. But you know why Walter ain't want to fuck you on the Anguilla trip? Because he was jacking his dick to Candy ass in the bathroom.
You don't think Walter saw Candy and Todd in that hot tub? Mm.
He saw them fucking, and he was looking out the window at them while he was in the bathroom taking your bath in your small ass shower. What you was mad about? Your fault.
That shower was so small.
Too small. And she mad. Your fault? Like you ain't never took a shower in a damn small ass shower like that before.
When she pulled out that bullhorn.
First of all, this is what I'm saying.
I love it.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be done with it.
Okay.
Because you already know how I get. I get real irritated about certain shit. And certain shit should not go on.
Right.
And you know what? That fight wouldn't have happened if Cynthia, as a woman, would have stood up and said, Kenya, cut the shit.
Yeah. I like how you said that. That's your imitation.
That's my imitation. Kenya, cut the shit. You didn't have to say nothing else. That would have been done, because you know what? She would have been so shocked you opened your motherfucking mouth that she wouldn't have bought out no more props.
Yeah.
And that fight would never happen. It's Cynthia's fault.
It is.
Cynthia need to go to jail for accessory to assault and battery.
You know what? She should have some charges.
She should get a little charge.
And you know,
because it's her fault. You let that scepter cross your face. You let that bullhorn be in your face.
And Portia said, are you not offended by this happening?
She asked you, and that right there was your opening.
But
Portia gave you the opening, because before she even tried you and been like, you let her try you, she gave you the opening to say something, be like, hey, Kenya, you need to chill. Like, Kenya, you really need to cool it on the props, especially crossing over me.
Right. You could even said it during a break or something, but...
And honestly, if it was me, if I was Cynthia and I was in that situation, as soon as the scepter was pulled out and it crossed me, I would have grabbed it out of her hand. Excuse me. Thank you. If you want to sit by her and tell her how you really feel, you get your ass up and you switch seats with me.
That's right. Because
if you cross over me one more time, this Porsche ain't going to have to put the scepter up your ass. I'm going to stick it down your damn nose and it's going to be coming out the opposite way.
Oh, shit.
The fuck wrong with you? That was disrespectful.
I really would have hit her upside the head. Yeah,
that was disrespectful.
I was so upset with Cynthia and the fact that she was like...
And did you see the titty slip?
The
lip slip!
I said...
The lip slip!
I said, Portia, did you just grab?
She pulled that whole titty out.
But Portia pulled her like, bitch, get out of the way, because you ain't gonna do nothing.
You ain't gonna do nothing. Like, move.
That's how Portia grabbed that Cynthia. Cynthia was just like, oh, Lord. Oh,
she
just hurry up.
Swinging.
Right. And, you know, Kenya didn't see it coming. Because, but I'm gonna tell you something. And we mentioned this during, like I told you, on my live taping. How strong was Cynthia's, I mean, was Kenya's weave, Ashanti?
How strong is Kenya's weave? Kenya's weave was stronger than Mimi's shower pole. The foundation. Lawrence done sold that thing down so tight, it holds longer than a New York subway.
Oh, shit.
Kenya's foundation and her thread on her tracks was so strong.
Oh my gosh. Oh, shut up. No more.
No more.
I'm done. That was it. No I just more? Wanted this.
It was strong now.
I just wanted
that thing was that thing was sold in a tight.
Oh my god.
And then when she stood up, that thing just went and laid right
y'all,
back.
Y'all, it laid right back in place. So I was just like,
I need
damn.
That. Whatever that weed was, I need that.
Lawrence did that. But mm-hmm. speaking of Lawrence, who escorted Kenya out, mm-hmm. I was just kind of. I felt some type of way. Like, Lawrence, really? I know that's your friend or something. That's your client or what. But that bitch is not all that. Like, you gonna go with her? I was done. But you know what? Yeah. I had to think about it.
Yeah.
She hired Lawrence for that show.
Right. She hired him. I think all they had.
For that taping, yeah. She hired Lawrence to help her with her hair. So, I couldn't say much about it.
Right.
And whoever the random makeup artist was that carried
that, yeah, carried Portia, her. Yeah.
She didn't need to be carried.
No, she didn't that break bitch no could ankles. Walk. She didn't break no ankles. She was just embarrassed.
Yeah,
and he carried her all the way to the back.
And really, bitch, you embarrassed because you whooped the bitch ass? Most bitches be like, "Now what, bitch? You want more?"
Right.
But she acted like a princess and needed to be carried out.
Right.
I was done with that, yeah, honey. I just couldn't take no
I
more.
I understand she was embarrassed because, you know, it's embarrassing to let somebody get you out your character like that.
It is. But bitch, and you no stand woman, up. No woman yeah. really wants to fight
no,
like that.
Nobody
y'all.
Wants
no
to.
No educated
yeah.
woman wants to fight like that.
But think about it. Portia's still looking for the train in the Underground Railroad. So how educated is she?
Oh, shit.
She's still looking for that train. She's still waiting on the conductor to come tap her on the shoulder and tell her train up.
You're right.
She's still in shit. She's still there. She's still in slavery.
I forgot about that, y'all.
She didn't even know.
She's not really educated.
No. And she, whatever college Portia got her degree from, if she went to college, whatever college she went to, they need to go ahead and close down.
I bet you that's going to be a question.
If y'all let her cross the stage, y'all need to go ahead and close down.
I'm going
to
do more research.
Y'all need to let nobody else graduate from now.
I'm going
to
research her education because that's important. That is.
It is really important. And the fact that she was running her granddaddy organization, somebody in the family need to step up.
Please.
It wasn't no cousin smarter than her.
Had to be.
A grand aunt had or something. Ain't nobody stood up. They
somebody,
had a little bit more
but they're afraid to come out in the limelight and express that they're related.
Because if she was over something for you.
Not for my damn family. Child.
Portia.
Okay. I have to tell y'all, drink of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been turned on to it. Yeah. It's the Fireball cinnamon whiskey with apple juice. And y'all, it is fucking delicious.
It's absolutely delicious. Like, and I, as usual, I am on my Hennessy and apple juice and I love it. You can camouflage it, you know, when you're at the park with your kids, put it in their, you know, little apple juice box, put it in there. When you are at work, you can just put it in your mug, let them know that you're just having a little apple juice day because you need to be regular. You can hide it. And all you have to do is pop in a little mint. Nobody can smell the difference.
No one can smell
it. Smells just like juice.
It's delicious.
It's gotten me through many, many jobs.
Drink of the day.
Right.
Well, y'all, this has been a lovely episode. Ashanti, thank you so much.
No problem. I'm so glad that we can, you know, do it in my humble abode. And,
oh,
you know, when
yes.
I get my new house, we're going to definitely have record a live session for YouTube. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And
I'm
at home, I can be on my medication. I can sip.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
You can do it all.
I can do it all.
Bring we have a ball.
Bring the funny.
Please.
Bring the funny.
Bring the funny, honey.
Bring the funny.
Honey. All right, y'all. Don't forget to visit me on my blog at www.realityspill.com. Hit me up on Instagram at Ashley's Reality, and that's TEA. You can also hit me up on Twitter, where when the shows air, and I'm talking about my favorite reality TV shows, I am going in on Twitter, honey.
Live tweeting.
Like Twitter puts me in the message that they send out regionally or whatever. And it'll say join Reality Spill and Bravo TV. I was like, oh shit. This, me, that's me, bitch.
bitch. That's
yeah,
I'm it, so yeah, proud of you.
Y'all
I'm
have
so
to join me. Like I said, I go the hell in. She I does. Say a lot of stuff.
She does.
And it's just random shit how I feel. But definitely hit Ashanti up yes, on Twitter. Yes,
and I want to tell anybody who is, because I have gotten some new followers because of the show. Thank you.
Yay!
If you do, but I want to warn you, I am ignorant. If you start following me and you don't have public, I ain't gonna say public, that's not public transportation. If your shit ain't public, bitch, I'm not gonna follow you back. I just want to let you know. I love y'all.
Yeah, I
love
you all. That.
Yeah, I don't, if you, how you private and shit and you want a nigga to follow you? I don't know you. I can't see your pictures. I don't know
like, I don't
who your mama
that,
is
guys.
Or if you got a baby or something. I don't know all that.
We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about that more.
Yeah, but I do love y'all, so follow me. On Instagram, I am at Token Black Girl because I am that Token Black Girl.
Yes.
And on Twitter, I am at Guns Blazing, so you can follow me on there too. And I do live tweet on certain shows because I'm not always on Twitter, so I do live tweet sometimes.
You have to; it's the best.
Especially on Sundays because is my show day. So I
and we didn't talk about Bring It, y'all. We're gonna talk about that next episode.
Yes, we're gonna double up on Bring It
because you know we are DD4L, honey,
all the way. Miss Diana, I said this last week, or last time I was on the show.
We love you.
We love. Please. Love you. If you ever come to the Low Country, anywhere in the Low Country, you holler at us. You at Ashley, go to her Instagram, her Twitter, and you let her know so we can come meet you. We have to have you on the
love
show.
Love your girl.
We love you, what you doing for the community. If we had it's dance beautiful. Teachers like you when we were young, we would be so many other places. But we here, talking to y'all right now.
And that's just fine.
Yep.
That's because y'all love it. And we love it too.
And I hell of it love. I can't get enough of y'all ass. I ain't gonna lie. I love y'all to death. And especially this girl over here.
Y'all check us out next episode. We're out.
Peace.